With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a difficult time to talk about a lot of things.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a dear friend. He joins us on the Al Pomani Ford Hotline, Al Pomani Ford in Melrose Park. Biggsy.
Morning, Brad.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
Well, let's start with the quarterback. What did you learn differently than you knew, and do you see any sort of a contradiction between what they're saying about him being the guy versus what they're doing in terms of picking up that option? Is that anything to look into?
Well, yeah, it's something to look into. We didn't get a whole lot of new information regarding the quarterback anyway yesterday from Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy when they spoke here in Indianapolis. The fifth-year option thing is a little bit puzzling, and I think it's possible they're going to try to not create a story about their 2021 quarterback while they're working diligently to improve the position for 2020. That's about the only thing I can grasp when you consider why they continue to say that, you know, they don't have to make a decision on it until May. Maybe they wait to see if they can get a guy that's unlikely to be available for them, and so you push off the decision of that until then. I guess that's also an option, and I would believe that they're being more transparent with Mitch himself about their plan, because they certainly don't want to put any confusion in his mind as he hopefully tackles the homework assignment given to him by Coach Matt Nagy at the end of the season in exit interviews when Nagy talked about him becoming a master of reading coverages and understanding defenses and hoping that he takes a deep dive into film here during the part of the offseason when, you know, he can't get together with his coaches and go over that type of material.
Okay, Brad, so if what you're saying is true, let me see if I understand this. While they're trying to manage the perception because they don't want the quarterback story to take on a life of its own, the reality is that they're still exploring things. They will continue to wait to see what happens in free agency. They'll continue to wait to see what happens in the draft. Maybe a quarterback falls to them in the second round that is somebody they have a high grade on, that they will continue to explore those things because they don't have to make a decision on Mitch until May. And by the time they get to May, a better option might have surfaced.
Potentially. It's hard to explain. It really is. And maybe when this thing is all settled and done and the dust is cleared, they'll have an explanation that they're willing to provide where you will, you know, at the end kind of nod your head and say, okay, that makes pretty good sense. I don't know what the odds of that happening are. You know, listen, it's the Chicago Bears. It's the quarterback position. When they should take a right, too many times they've taken a left when they should take a left. They've ended up, making a U-turn. So that's just kind of the way it goes. I did a long story on Ron Rivera last week, guys, and the Redskins, terrible mismanagement of the position in the 21 or so years that Daniel Snyder's owned the team. There's two teams, though, that have used more starting quarterbacks than the Redskins in that period, and the Cleveland Browns lead the pack, and right behind them are the Chicago Bears before the Redskins. So it is what it is at that position. Hopefully they can do something to get better play out of it this year. Matt Nagy was pretty enthused yesterday, and one of the things he talked about was some new voices that they've got on the coaching staff, and I thought an interesting thing he said is sometimes, all it takes is hearing a different voice sort of delivering the same material, maybe not in the exact same manner, but the same material for it to click for a player. So, and he said that John DeFilippo, the new quarterback's coach, we're going to see him coach Mitch hard, and that they're really going to be on it. And so, well, Pace seemed a little bit edgy, a little nervous yesterday. Nagy was
rejuvenated.
But when he said that they're going to coach Mitch harder, I mean, how did you resist rolling your eyes?
Well, I think he needs to be coached harder. I think they've handled him with kid gloves, Dave.
I don't disagree with that. But is that going to make him play better? Is that going to make him throw more accurately?
I didn't share Nagy's enthusiasm for that, but I'm just saying Nagy, he's got some confidence about the possibilities here. We'll have to see, but I think he needs to be coached harder. I think they need to have, more real talk about the quarterback position. I think he played really poorly this past season, and I think they know that. And that's why they're exploring their options here. Can they get some experienced guy in here that they actually believe still has upside remaining in his career, while also being able to address needs that they have elsewhere on the roster? Because they tried to kick open this championship window for themselves a couple of years ago. Can they sort of keep that thing open? I don't know. It's going to be very interesting if this collective bargaining agreement gets completed here before the start of the new league year. They will have some additional cap space. Now they'll have, so will the other 31 teams, but it'll give the Bears a little more flexibility. They're not going to be able to win a lot of bidding wars for top guys, but they ought to be able to go out and get some experienced players that they would desire at some of their positions of need.
It's hard not to get Mitch-centric in your thinking when you talk to these guys and all the questions are about that. But what did you hear? Did you hear anything that surprised you in terms of other player procurement or other elements of this team? I mean, the running back room's great, and I guess now you're going to have a new starting running back, maybe in the kick returner.
What? Yeah. The idea of the kick returner being more of a running back, okay, maybe he gets 15.
Maybe
more
he gets
carries
two carries
this season.
Yeah, exactly. People
have tried to harness the athletic prowess of Cordarrelle Patterson throughout his career in the National Football League. A lot of experienced, very good coaches have worked with him. He played for the Patriots. They're pretty good at getting the best out of their talent. He's limited offensively, period. End of story. He's going to be a dynamic kickoff return guy for him, and he will remain a gadget player on offense. So that's a guy that can get a few touches here and there. They remain very high on David Montgomery. I asked Matt Nagy yesterday, I said, hey, the morning after the Raiders game in London, you said you believed you had a good idea what was wrong with the running game. Did your instinct proved correct, and what was it? And he said it did, and he really didn't expand beyond that. So that would lead you to believe that he identified a couple assistants on his staff and potentially right guard Kyle Long is the problems with the running game. So Kyle Long got ditched immediately after that game to injured reserve to never be seen again. And he made moves on the coaching staff at the end of the season. Making the change at right guard really didn't have any impact on the running game. They will probably address that position here in the offseason, and they've made some coaching changes. We'll see if that makes them a more effective running team. But Nagy was also, you know, he was pretty upfront. He's like, hey, we were bottom five in the entire league in a lot of key offensive categories and unacceptable. So he's taking owner. He's wearing that, but he's not dwelling on it, and they're pushing to make improvements. This is the time of year where you can put together your plan to make improvements to your roster.
He also made Juan Castillo, a guy who was out of work last year, sound like the second coming of Lombardi. I mean, and he's going to coach the offensive line, Brad, and he doesn't sound like they're going to make any changes in terms of having Cody Whitehair return to guard and going back to James Daniels at center. They've experimented there, but is that going to stay the way that it ended the season?
Yeah, it sounds like James Daniels will stay at left guard and Cody Whitehair will remain the center. They like the experience that Cody has in communication with the quarterback, and Daniels performed better at left guard than he was at doing at center. Maybe he's kind of a little lost with some of the additional tasks at the center position. He's still a real young guy, but Daniels wasn't a problem for the Bears, I don't think, when he got to left guard. Now, he's got to get better, and they've got to be better individually across the board on the offensive line to help them improve in 2020, but it sounds like those guys will stay put.
When we talk about getting better around the quarterback, when you hear that comment, the great ones make everyone around them better. But what does that mean in your mind? Does that mean speed receiver, tight end? Does that mean offensive line? What does that mean? And how many players does that take?
Yeah, well, obviously they've got to be better at tight end. That was atrocious last year. They remain confident that Trey Burton will be ready to go during training camp. We'll find out how much they're really counting on Trey Burton being ready in training camp when the offseason moves sort of wind down. We'll see how many moves they make at the tight end position. If they make a whole host of additions there, that tells you that they're looking at it as if anything they get from Trey Burton would be a bonus. And I think it would be a mistake to count on too much from him this coming season. But they've got to be more productive and efficient at that position. At the wide receiver position, you got to get a bigger guy on the outside than Taylor Gabriel. You know, you head to your local middle school and you're going to find half the kids are as big as Taylor Gabriel. Okay, so they've got to get a bigger guy out there, a guy with speed that can help them out and give them some other options other than Allen Robinson. They've got to have a dialed in Anthony Miller from week one. He was kind of a little lost at the start of the season last year before he really came on and was producing for them before the unfortunate shoulder injury in a meaningless game there at the very end. So if Miller can bounce back, he's an effective slot receiver. You know, he's slippery. He's tough. He's shown a knack for getting in the end zone, but he's got to be able to stay on the field. And he's had consecutive off seasons now with shoulder surgeries. And then show an aptitude for running the football. And that's a lot of people. That's Matt Nagy. That's Juan Castillo. That's the offensive lineman we talked about. That's David Montgomery having some more experience now. You show that aptitude for running the football. And then, you know, on second and six, maybe you run the ball for a first down. On first and 10, maybe you bust off an 8-yard run and you set up second and two, but you get a lot better at producing when you want to run the football. They're not going to turn into a running team, guys. But when they do run the ball, they've got to have some profits, and those were few and far between last year.
Brad, we spent so much time talking about the offense defensively, replacing two starters in the secondary, decision at linebacker. What's the biggest issue that you heard yesterday that Ryan Pace faces?
Well, I think it's got to be the cornerback position. That's by far the most important of those three positions. Ryan Pace has done a nice job of drafting safeties and having them come in and play early in their career. If they could find another Adrian Amos, they'd be in great shape in terms of a box safety that could complement some of the strengths that Eddie Jackson has. Sort of intimated that maybe there's a possibility Danny Trevathan would return.
Right.
I think he turns 30 next month. I think he would probably have to take a decent trim off the $7 million a year he made over the course of the last four seasons. What that number would have to get to, I'd only be guessing at this point. And he's a guy who's been a little bit banged up for him. So, you know, if they went a cheaper route, a younger route, that also wouldn't surprise me. They've got a big investment in Roquan Smith. They were happy with where Roquan was at during the second half of last season before the pec injury anyway, which he should come back 100% from. And I just think you got to be careful sinking too much of an investment into the two inside linebacker positions in that defense.
All right. Sounds great, Bigsy. Thank you, bud.
Thanks, Brad. Good stuff.
Have a great day, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.